in Italy. So what is it like? Well, Irish journalist Miriam O'Callaghan lives in Italy. She's on the line. Miriam, good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What is it like?
Well, it's very strange, but I also have to say it's very calm and very serious and there's no panic. This morning, the streets are very, very quiet. Same as yesterday, there's no one on the buses. I went to do a shop and I was the only person in the supermarket. Lots of little signs up on the street, outside shops saying that they're closed because they want to do their bit for the community. But of course, on top of that, they just don't have the custom because Florence has been like a ghost town for the last few weeks.
Right. And you're in Florence, are you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, which is a gorgeous city.
It's a beautiful city, yes. It's eerie now because everything is closed.
Yeah, yes. But it's a big tourist city as well for the gorgeous
buildings. Huge, and of course huge travel from China, huge travel from the States. There were 9,000 American students pulled out of Florence and back to the States, people who would have come here on their year in Europe. They were all taken back in the last couple of weeks. So it's very serious here. Small businesses, I think, will close because the city is like, it's just a ghost town. Yeah.
And the receipt of information, where do you get accurate information? Are the Italian government doing the job they should be doing, or is there speculation?
Oh, no, they are doing a great job. Yeah. They are doing a super job. Every day we get all the figures, we get them by region. And the strange thing is that I can tell my family at home that there is a case in a tiny little town someplace here. But all my family can tell me is that there's a case in the east or the west or the north or the south, which I think is crazy.
So it should be, you feel, we should be doing things differently here?
I do. I think that the government is mixing up privacy and secrecy. And I think that people do have a right to know more. Certainly, we don't want to know who has the virus, and we have no right to know that. Having said that, as it spreads, it is inevitable that we will all know someone. But I think that they could be doing much, much more. Every day we have a briefing. I can give you some figures if you want. I can give you some figures.
Yeah, please.
What the situation is as of 6 o'clock last night. So at 6 o'clock last night in Italy, there were 9,172 cases. And that includes people who are dead and people who have got over the virus. Which means that now, as of last night, there are 7,985 people who have the virus. 2,936 are in home isolation. 4,316 are recovering with symptoms. There are 733 people in ICU, which is very high. 724 people have got over the virus, and there are 463 dead. But note that when I say that these are the cases, I mean, we just don't know, because these are the cases that we know of. These are the cases where tests have been done.
Should we be thinking that Italy is us in a few weeks' time and doing what Italy is doing and do it now?
Well, I think people here are relieved in a sense that we are in lockdown. I think outside the red zone, we are not in the red zone. And outside the red zone, things are pretty calm until last Friday when the doctors in the north started writing to the government to say that they were now at the stage whereby they were going to have to give life support and ICU treatment to those who had a better chance of living. So I think that focused everybody's minds beautifully. And I think people and then after that, more and more medics began to speak out. So the medical messages from the north are very stark, and they're alarming. And I think people really began to see, well, we're going to have to do something big. Now, 16 million people were put into lockdown on Sunday. That's up in the north in the red zone. And then last night, the Prime Minister came on the telly. And he said that we had just run out of time, that the numbers were growing, that the virus was spreading, that there were more people in ICU and in sub-ICU, and that they were clearly also more deaths. So Italy's habits would have to change, and that they would have to change now. And I think there's a kind of a sense that we're all in it together now. And this morning when I left to do the shopping, some person had gone around the whole neighbourhood, and on every front door and gate, they had put a heart-shaped sticker with a handwritten message saying, "Andrà tutto bene," which means everything is going to be okay. And it was such a lovely thing to see it on every single door and gate. So
there's buy-in, you feel, from the population. And for those people who are not buying in, is there enforcement of some sort?
Yes, there is. It's a bit unclear at the moment as to precisely what that would be. But, I mean, in the north, when the north was the only red zone, there was a lot of policing. And there were checkpoints on all the roads and that kind of thing. But of course, some Egypt leaked the order to lock down Lombardy on Sunday. So there were like thousands of people left the north and went to the south. And now, of course, many of them would have brought the virus with them. So it was a real selfish thing to do.
Yeah, do you have hope? I mean, obviously you have hope that this will pass over or something, but we haven't experienced anything like this before.
No, I mean, it's very, very strange. It's very strange to be watching yourself, very strange to be out, and I have a bad cough, so every time I cough, people jump 20 feet from me. But, I mean, clearly it will pass, but as to when it will pass, is anybody's guess.
Yes, and with what devastation in its wake, that's the thing.
Oh yes, and I mean, in the north things are really bad. All the medics there say that they're working in a war zone and that they're fighting a war against the virus. And I mean, it's worth saying that only 2.5 weeks ago that they were known in the north. Now that doesn't mean that there weren't many more cases, but there was only a handful that were known. And now, up in the north, like, we're looking at thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
So it's very serious, but I think people are happy that the government have had the courage to come out and say, okay, now we're all going to lock down, and that's it. Because there was a sense that something big was going to had to happen.
And what about your own life, Miriam? Was there stocks in the supermarket, like, for example, or would you have a glass of wine somewhere else or something like that, you know?
Oh, no, I have stopped going out now. I don't have coffee. I don't go out. I had to go out yesterday because I felt that something was going to happen, and I didn't think that it would happen so fast. I didn't think that there would be a lockdown of the whole country so fast. But life has changed. It's very quiet because there's nothing on, there's nothing open. You can't go to the cinema, you can't go to the theatre since today. All the bars and restaurants will close at 6. All the pubs are already closed. There's no masses, there's nothing like that. So there's nothing to kind of do. Like, so once, and of course the order is that you can only leave your home to go to work or for a medical reason or to do something essential for your household, like shopping. And then there's only one person in the household can go shopping. So it's quite serious. And I think people are very happy to change. And I think when people see the war that has been fought against the virus in the north, that they are very happy to say, okay, I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to have my coffee. I'm not going to have my few glasses of wine. I'm not going to go to the gym. I think people are quite happy to say, my God, these people are giving it their all up there, and we owe it to stop the spread of the virus. And I would love if Ireland would do something sooner rather than later and do something big.
Thanks for your insight, Miriam. Stay safe. Thank you very
much. Pleasure.
Great to talk to you. Thank you. Miriam O'Callaghan there in Italy, in Florence, in Italy.